Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. It's my favorite time of year. It's the peaceful season of Advent. And guess what? We are going to chat it up with Pastor John Zimpelman of St. John's Church in Hastings. And he is going to tell us not only about good things going on at their church, but also it's the sixth annual A Living Nativity. And it's going to be on Saturday, December 3rd. From 5 until 7 p.m. Anyway, it's just so great to see you. How have you been?
Thanks, Mo. Glad to be here. Good. It's, like you said, that time of year. And
it is just a lovely time of year. But let's go off track just a titch.
Sure.
Why is Advent supposed to be peaceful and it's the busiest time of year? It's the most wonderful time of year, but it's a hectic time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good hectic. I think our lives are full is a good word to describe it. But I think the expectations, and again, those are good things, good traditions, opportunities to get together and be with family and friends. And we schedule ourselves silly because we like to feel full. But sometimes it can be a peripheral full. And some of that fullness actually leaves our hearts feeling a little empty because we can only give as much as we get. And so maybe it's a good lead into our live nativity. That's something we like to do is fill people's hearts back up.
So this is the sixth annual. And I have to tell you, it really is one of the most meaningful things people can do during this holiday season.
Thank you.
Because you're forced to just sit and be at peace, if only for 12 minutes or however long it lasts. But it really is so special, and we'll tell people about this event and how it kind of started and how it's grown.
Yeah, thank you. As a pastor, the more you live life with your people, the more they open up with you and share how life is really going. And I would say it's like this, life is very blessed and life is very hard.
Can those be the same thing sometimes?
I think we can hold both of those things in our hearts at the same time. Yeah. Unfortunately, we live at a time where we're expected to be happy, even if it's not real. And so, as pastors, we have the privilege of being able to, people allow us into their life, and there's hurting people. And like even during the holiday season, there's people just struggling to keep the heat on, people struggling to put some food on the table, let alone a full table of food. And some people who, while the holidays are very enjoyable, their holidays are tinged with grief because one of their loved ones is no longer there with them. And that changes the dynamic of all those things. And yet we try to put on a happy face and to fill our hearts up and be full. But again, like you said, that there can be both joy and grief at the same time. And so that's kind of actually in part why we created the Living Nativity, was to fill people's hearts back up with, this is going to sound a little cliche, but I don't know, for lack of a better way to say it, the real meaning of Christmas.
And how long was it in the making before you actually put your first one on?
Yeah, the first was always the hardest, or the most work, I should say. It was probably a year at least that we put into just making sure the details were just right, different aspects that we wanted to make sure from, you know, decorations to cast to securing animals for a living nativity to having homemade cookies and music and lights and all that stuff. Yeah. But now that we've done it, this is our sixth year actually doing it.
Does that seem hard to believe?
It does, because it still feels fresh every year. Yeah. Our church has really gotten to a good rhythm. We kind of know what's needed. We still do start about 6 months early putting it together, but our church family really enjoys doing it. So
I think it feels fresh because it is fresh every year. You certainly have different animals every year. You have a lot of the same people, I would assume, but probably a new cast in many ways. I think all of that does make it fresh and new. And if you've seen one leading up to this, this is going to be a new version this year.
It's a good point. Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, you're right. The living part makes it fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell people what a living nativity is.
Right. So maybe growing up, history was not your favorite subject at school. Some people love it. Some people love connecting the dots. Some people were bored with it in school. But either way, whatever your feeling of history is, our celebration of Christmas is more than just a history lesson. Or I would say more than just a romantic memory or like other Christmas stories we have, like the Grinch or the Night Before Christmas or all those things that they're lovely things to read and to consider. But Christmas is history. It actually happened, right? Real people, real place, real time. A real God who created this world, he showed just how much he loved this world by actually entering into history clothed in the flesh and blood of a human being like us. And to win back and to reconcile the world, he offered himself as the sacrifice for the thing that separated people from God. He sacrificed himself for sin. And so the idea of the living nativity is to help bring people into that picture by not just reading it, but watching it. And connecting with what it must have been like to be a Mary, a young woman, a hand selected by God to be the mother of her Savior and her God, and what it was like to be a shepherd in the field and to, you know, have those angels appear to you and or these wise men traveling from around the world, or that's our hope and our prayer is to help people, to bring them through the screen, if you will, if you're watching a movie and connect with the real history of how God loved them and saved them. And we try to do it all in about 15 minutes. You know, it's a 15-minute presentation, but I think, probably not objective, but I think we do a pretty good job, and it's a pretty cool thing, so, yeah.
It absolutely is, and it starts very quiet and then builds, and I think that's what makes it so special, because you have all of this cast gets bigger and bigger, and the animals make it bigger and bigger. So tell people what they can expect, please. It's outdoors.
It is outdoors. Yeah, if you're planning on this, and I hope you are, don't bring anything. There's no expectations of you other than just to come for 15 minutes and just, like you said, Mo.
Just be.
Just be in the moment that is, and just kind of connect with this beautiful history that you're a part of with your
Savior.
Very
moving.
Yeah, the music, the lights. We have hay bales set up so people can just sit with their families and just watch this presentation of the Living Nativity.
There's not a bad seat in the house.
There's not a bad seat in the house, right. Yeah, a camel might come up to you. And yeah, we have camels and donkeys and sheep. And yeah, it moves quickly through the Christmas story while explaining what it means. So not just the history, but also why God did it. Not just how he did it, but why he did it for us. And then that's about 15 minutes. And then if you come early over in our social hall, we have homemade cookies and cocoa and music there just to relax and enjoy the spirit of the night. If you watch the presentation, you're welcome to stick around afterwards for a little bit too. So, yeah.
This is something that, as you said, we don't come with any, you're not passing the hat, you're
right.
Not. It really is just telling this beautiful story, this very moving story. And it is something that, I will say it again, it's just such a beautiful part of this holiday season, and it's one of my favorite things to do during the holiday season because it is so special. So tell people a little bit about your cast. Is anybody coming back, and how do you decide on the roles? Do you have auditions?
That's a good question. So the narration part is actually, it's someone actually telling the story while people are living it out, right, or acting it out. So every year we have to find a Mary and Joseph, obviously, and that every year has been someone different, and that's just that's our you know, their center stage. But then there's angels, and it's always fun to see the little kids. They love being a part of that and just imagining what it would be like to be an angel, and the shepherds too. So we have adults and kids in both of those roles, because there are live animals in those roles too. The wise men, they're accompanied by camels. But yeah, we really don't usually have any problem filling up those roles. People just really enjoy being a part of something so special like that. So some people love doing it year after year. Like, we have this one gal who just loves being the angel on the roof, who is the proclaiming angel. She gets up there every year to do that. And so, yeah, it's just a fun thing for our congregation to do within our family, but our congregation has been here 150 years in Hastings. So we just love our community. And we just know that there are real people with real hurting hearts and real difficult things are going through. And I think this is just our way to hug the community and say, we like being here among you, and we love you. And here's just something to help set the stage for you to have a good December and a good Christmas celebration. Just come, and it's a good palate cleanser, as they say.
It is, and it's such a great family outing for people to come, because it speaks to people of all ages. So as far as the music, was that something that was very difficult for you to pick out? Because obviously there's music that accompanies that, and that invokes something in us, doesn't it?
You're right. There's a few things more meaningful than music, and then nothing more meaningful than the Word of God. And to put those two together is just an incredible thing. And there's just thankfully we live in an era where there's a wide variety of music and it's easily accessible. So finding music to put with the words.
Is that going to be the same as last year?
We do. We kind of have this set pattern, at least for now. There's just a lot of work into preparing that. And so
the timing, everything. Yeah.
And as you know very well, the production value and things like that. You want to have things lead very quickly and succinctly. So, what we have is very usable and reusable every year.
So this event, again, is going to be on Saturday, December 3rd, and it starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 7 o'clock. And you mentioned that it's in 15-minute intervals, but we don't have to make an appointment or a reservation, do we?
No, and that's a good reminder. Yep, you can show up whenever you want. If you show up a little bit early, that's okay. If you show up a little bit late, you know one will be starting very soon. So, just 15-minute presentations. It's free. It's family-friendly. Everything's provided, so just please come and enjoy. Check us out on Facebook. You'll see an invitation and information there. At stjohnslutheran.com is also our webpage. You'll find more information there. We hope everyone listening can plan on that. It's a low-level commitment with a high value
return.
Thank you.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the church. I know that in 2022, you have also hired a fellow pastor. Tell us about that, please.
That's right. We were very blessed to have Pastor Dennis come and join our church family and church ministry. And he accepted the call. So we extend a call to pastors to consider whether they're going to continue serving where they are or to really uproot their family and move to a church that they don't know, people they don't know, and just hear the call of God in that and say, I really think I want to serve alongside these people here in Hastings. And Pastor Dennis chose to do that.
Where did he come from?
He was serving over in like the eastern part of Minnesota, like La Crescent area near La Crosse. And he had been there for over 15 years, I think 18 years, and he and his wife raised their family there. They have six children, and when we extended the call, the divine call for him to come and serve here, he prayerfully considered that, and by God's grace, we're so thankful that he chose to come and serve here. So he came, he accepted the call late 2021, and then, with just all the specifics of moving, he and his wife landed here in Hastings in early 2022, and it's almost been here a whole year now. So
this will be his first living nativity.
That's right.
Oh, that's exciting.
We'll have him ride the donkey or the camel or something.
Exactly.
Like
So leading up to the Christmas season, tell us a little bit about what your church has planned for Christmas.
We are inviting the community to our Christmas services. If people have a church home, we definitely encourage them to worship where they're a part of a worshiping family. But some people don't have that. Some people don't have a personal pastor who cares for them and can minister to their home, to their family, or don't have a church family that they're a part of. And so I guess we're extending that invitation to the community to join us. Christmas Eve this year is a Saturday, and so we have Christmas Eve services, two of them on Christmas Eve. December 24th, we have we call it like a family service where children actually kind of lead the service at 4 p.m. And then we have a candlelight service later in the evening at 6:30 p.m., more of the traditional with the carols and the readings for more of a quiet meditative service too for people who just want to, again, just disconnect and be, like you said. and enjoy that. And then Christmas Day, we have a festival service too at 10 a.m. So those three different opportunities.
And all are welcome.
All are welcome.
Tell us where your church is located, please.
We're at 202 8th Street West, right up the road here from you.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yes.
Church Row, as we call it. There's just a whole bunch of churches around there. But we're the Orange Brick Church, St. John's Lutheran Church. December's a busy month. It's a good busy. But if you really want to set your heart right, and I think it'll just impact the rest of your month and your Christmas celebration by allowing God to show you how much you mean to Him, come celebrate an early Christmas with us December 3rd at our Living Nativity. We'd love to have you. Hopefully, we'll see you out there.
Sounds good. And again, it's from 5 until 7 p.m., and there are going to be 15-minute intervals. Are you still having that petting zoo?
You know, that's a good question. We did do that a couple years where there are some extra animals around for people who are kind of waiting. We'll have to kind of wait and see what kind of animals they bring if they're willing to come. And the weather, too, I'm sure kind of all plays a part in that, too.
So. Yes. Well, it's going to be a wonderful evening. And again, don't miss it. It is really a very, very, very important and, as you said, a very great way to kick off the holiday season. Saturday, December 3rd, a Living Nativity. It's the 6th annual, and it is going to be at St. John's Church in Hastings from 5 until 7 p.m. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.